You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798, promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, thankfully, obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, you probably didn't know this, but a major slave liberation got underway yesterday. Human trafficking thwarted because there were at least 10 people who gained their freedom, and it wasn't reported by any news network. I'll tell you about it right now. Coming up, Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I had good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan.
That is the firsthand story of someone who has been liberated from terrorist captives. I'm not overstating the case, friends. You just, Kev, what are you talking about? Now, do you remember when those guys trapped themselves in those caves in South Asia last year? And like the whole world for like 5-6 weeks were like, what are they going to do? And can they win? Can they swim and get up over the hill and then get back down and get out of the cave? And like nobody even told them to go into the cave. They just, you know, some soccer team thinking that they were hot stuff and they went off into a cave and they did it. But what happened? What happened? The whole world stopped. And they said, oh, my goodness, these 11 people are trapped. And then they got freed. You remember the coal miners? Remember the different times that people have been? Or what about that group that was in the cave down in South America a year or so ago? Like these stories and the whole world like comes to a standstill. Well, let me tell you something. Yesterday, listeners to this show identified 10 or 11 people that have been held in slavery in North Sudan and listened to God as he was moving in their hearts, and they said, we're going to liberate those guys. So did the TV trucks pull up? Did the anchors jump out with their microphone and say, how did you feel being liberated from? No, nobody was there. Nobody was there. Because the world doesn't care about the slaves of North Sudan. Most of the world doesn't. This microphone does. This show does. The people that listen to this show do. Because while we started with 96 people needing to be rescued yesterday, today the need is somewhere in the mid to low 80s, because those 10 or 11 slaves were spoken for and freed yesterday. The actual liberation will come, but the work to get it done is finished, thanks to you. Now, my only question is, what about the other 85, 86, whatever the number is? Will you help us? 877-882-0792. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us. He's the director of all things CSI in the United States. And he also gets on the ground and goes to all these places. You were in Sudan in October. You were in Nigeria in June. Mm-hmm. Joel, you're a busy guy.
It's a privilege to get out there, Kevin, and I'm representing your listeners who are donating, and I'm bringing these stories back to encourage them to say, yes, it's being done, and thank you for giving, because people are being liberated from slavery. And we can say this, those that do give, they are modern-day abolitionists.
Yeah.
They're freeing people from slavery. Imagine that.
Yeah. And no TV cameras reporting any of it.
I love what you said, Kevin. It's absolutely true. This should be headline news around the world. But thank you for making the headline news on your station.
Well, we're glad to do that. Let's talk a little bit about, for people that are just tuning in for the first time, what it is we're doing here. We are rescuing who from where?
We are rescuing people from South Sudan who have been abducted by Islamists during the Civil War, which went until 2005. They've been held in captivity for upwards of 20 plus years, and they need to be freed from slavery. We have a slave liberation team that goes in, negotiates with these slave owners. We don't pay them any money. We offer them a cattle vaccine, and that cattle vaccine helps their cattle stay alive during the drought, during the dry season of the year. They value their cattle more than they do these Christian slaves. So by giving them the cattle vaccine, we secure the release of a slave, and we're freeing upwards of 2,000 people per year. As long as we can secure the funds, people in the United States giving, we can free more people from slavery. And that's what's being done. I saw it with my own eyes some weeks ago. I was there on the ground where I saw 417 South Sudanese, most of them are Christians, who were forced into Islam, now liberated, free to go back to their families, free to go back to their churches, free to worship Jesus again. Mm. For the first time in so many years.
I'm so excited to be able to realize what that number is on an annual basis, about 2,000 slaves, because mm-hmm. in 2018, the listeners to my combined radio shows, I think, liberated just shy of 400, which meant, amazing. Friend, that those of you listening right now, you played a huge role in everything that CSI did. Mm-hmm. So thank you. But for those of you that are just new to the process, it is a fact. Slavery is more predominant today. It is more used today. It is practiced more today than at any point in human history, Joel. And people mm-hmm. don't realize that that's true, because we largely live in the West, where slavery is seen as immoral and for just reasons. But slavery is actually a huge problem worldwide.
It is. There's more slavery going on today than ever before in the history of mankind. And it can be depressing to hear that. But the good news is that we're actually able to do something about it. You know, when you read news stories and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's difficult. You feel hopeless. You feel helpless. But here in this situation with CSI's work on the ground, and we're the only organization helping free people from slavery. And by the way, there's still tens of thousands that are enslaved mm-hmm. waiting. They're praying. They're praying for their freedom. And imagine, Kevin, I mean, you know, we read through the history books. My parents lived through World War II in Europe, and they, you know, saw the atrocities of their day, of people being abducted and brought to gas chambers, or think about the slavery that took place and the Underground Railroad. We think to ourselves, if I was there, would I not have tried to do something about it? To stop people being sent to the gas chambers in Europe, or people being enslaved here in this country. But here in today's day and age, when there's more slavery going on than ever before, but we have a chance to do something about it today.
Yeah. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792 is the number. And friends, it's as simple as a 2-minute phone call. You call and you get a friendly voice on the other side. If you are able to do a one-time gift of $250, you will set a slave free. Basically, that's what it costs, and that's what will happen with it. If you can't do that amount, if you need to break that up over a couple of months, you can still accomplish that. So if you can give $75 a month or $50 a month, it may take just a couple of more months to get your ability to do that done, but that will still liberate a South Sudanese slave. And it's important to point out, Joel, that these people are enslaved primarily because they are Christians. The northern jihadist Muslims that take them as slaves can't do that if they're fellow Muslims. Their faith doesn't allow them to do that. But because they are not practitioners of Islam, because they are Christians, because they were in the South, they were given permission to do that by their imams and their faith. And so they did, by the hundreds of thousands mm-hmm. During the Sudanese Civil War. Mm-hmm. Well, that war came to an end in large measure because of efforts by CSI. They got their independence in large measure by efforts from CSI. And now, while the world called for an end to the slave raids, they didn't do anything to liberate the slaves that were actually there. So CSI is again stepping up and saying, guys, this is injustice. And we need to not rest until every one of those slaves gets to go home to their families. And they've been at it now since the late 1990s, and there are over 100,000 people that have been liberated because of efforts just like what we're engaged in here. So, friends, I need you to go to the phone, 877-882-0792. When we come back, I want you to meet and kind of, if you can, live in the experience and story of a couple of people that have been liberated and what they have gone through in their own words as they first told their story upon being liberated and returning to the South to CSI directly. We have a few of these that we'll share with you today. Friends, I also want to make one other mention. If you can give a gift of $250, either $50 for 5 months or $250 one time or any combination thereof, in this hour, we have a very special challenge I want to tell you about. A donor from CSI that wants to encourage you to give that gift today. 877-882-0792. Straight ahead, Kevin McCullough.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in New York and New Jersey, where you'll hear about my proven flipping systems that help you start flipping homes for profit in your spare time using other people's money, and how to get started flipping the script by putting money in your pocket with income opportunities. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It can mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that Mr. Mike Connors will join us and answer one of your questions. You can ask him those questions by simply emailing them to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or by calling the office at 718-238-6500. But Mike, this week's question comes from Dara. She says, on the issue of wills, it states that there are different restrictions for wills that are handwritten. How do the rules differ? And should wills be instead typed or printed these days? Thank you, Dara. What's your answer, Mike Connors?
Well, actually, legally, it doesn't matter whether a will is handwritten, whether it's typed. You know, it has to be in writing. In other words, it can't be videotaped or, you know, CDs and things like that. It has to be in writing. It has to be witnessed by two people. Now, in other states, for instance, Louisiana, you can have a handwritten will, and then if it's entirely in your own handwriting, it does not have to be witnessed. And there are a number of other states, and a lot of the provinces of Canada, that's the case. So, but in New York, a will has to be written by two people. Now, there's certain exceptions, you know, old-time things from the 19th century, a mariner at sea, a soldier in combat, you know, they'll accept a handwritten will, not witnessed. But a will has to be witnessed under ordinary circumstances in New York by two people. And that's the thing. You got to do it right. You can't screw it up, because then the whole thing could be thrown out.
Right. Well, friends, it's really important to have that language done. And when it was time for the McCulloughs to do our wills, because we did not have current ones, we went directly to Mike Connors and his team at Connors and Sullivan. And friends, I know you're going to find the kind of service and helpfulness that we did. So call them today. If your will is not, if it's not in tip top shape, make sure that it is. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Again, you can send questions to be answered on this show and on Mike's shows. Send those questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Then listen to Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer. I know how it feels, but friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system, and it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Balance of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple of days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
This spring, at some point, there will be a slave liberation opportunity that CSI is hoping to pull the trigger on. And what that means, real simply, is that there's going to be a lot of people whose freedom has been negotiated, and they are beginning a brand new life, going back to the home of their birth, going back to South Sudan, getting out of the jihadi northern Islamic area. And in the process, they are in need of our help to get there. Here to discuss is Joel Vanderspeck. He is the U.S. Director for Christian Solidarity International. It is an international operation, but they've got to have somebody on the ground that looks over the day-to-day stuff in the U.S., and that's kind of Joel's job. You may have heard us talk with Dr. John Eibner. He is still very heavily involved in the international aspect, and he oftentimes is in our nation's capital and other nations' capitals, the United Nations and so forth, pleading with governmental leaders, world leaders, to pay attention to the things that we're talking about. But Joel, you've spent a lot of time on the ground in the last year. You were in Nigeria when some of the horrific oppression went down there. Christian towns just marauded and just razed. And just recently, you had a chance to go see the South Sudanese Slave Liberation Project that CSI has been involved in for a long time. Your thoughts coming back from that experience?
Well, it's hard to put it into words, Kevin. I've been involved in nonprofit work in many countries around the world for over 20 years, and I can tell you I've never witnessed anything like this, both in the scale of suffering that Christians are going through and have been going through for many, many years, but also just the joy of liberation, of people being freed from slavery. And you think, what, is that really happening in today's day and age? That's the question I was asking before I got there. I had to see it with my own eyes.
Right.
And I can tell you, and I took many pictures, you'll see them on our social media feeds, but people, individuals who have been freed from slavery. And in that instance, while I was there, I witnessed 417 people, mostly Christians from the Christian South in Sudan, being freed from slavery, going back home, seeing their family members for the first time in years. It really is something amazing. And I can't think of anything more exciting to be involved in around the world than freeing people from slavery.
If you go to the Instagram page where Christian Solidarity International is at, and it's Christian_Solidarity_INT is their screen name, you can see some of what we're talking about. The slave liberation and the amazing long line of women walking from slavery in the north to freedom in the south, taking several days to get there. And Joel, these are lives that believed that they would never have a chance to see home again. They honestly believed after sometimes dozens, sometimes decades worth of years in slavery. They had given up hope in terms of ever seeing freedom. They find hope in Christ. They actually, it's the practice of their faith kind of on the secret that has been their kind of key to success. Mm-hmm. But when they get to the CSI reunion camp, I guess is how we could mm-hmm. describe it, they get to tell their story.
Yeah,
they get to say it to somebody that that will transcribe it and kind of write it down for them. But mm-hmm. but why is that important? Why is it important to ask slaves that are returning to tell us what they've been through?
Well, it's part of the healing process, Kevin, for them to finally tell someone firsthand account of what they've been through is just the beginning of that healing. I mean, they've not had anyone else to talk to. The people that I interviewed, I asked them, I said, did you have any other people that you could talk to, any friends from your community back at home that maybe you met up with, or anyone in the family that was kind to you? On occasion, there was one or two of the slaves that I met that said some of the children in the family were a little bit kind to them from time to time. But the rest, on a daily basis, was just physical, sexual, and emotional abuse that they faced.
Yeah.
So there's a long healing process ahead of them. But we also get them to repeat their Christian names, because even their names were taken away from them. They were given Muslim names. And so part of that process of reintegrating them into their communities, we get them to stand up in the midst of that celebration and say their Christian name over three times so that they can re-identify with their Christian faith and their community once more.
It is so vital allowed to be expressed and to be able to put into words and to be able to say what it was. I think there's great power that is confronted when the admission of what has happened is put forward, and they're able to say, that is not my life anymore. Thanks to the Christians in New York, thanks to the believers in America, mm-hmm. We have a new destiny, a new fate, a new outcome that will now take place. And let's walk through that process for a second. So there are slave runners that CSI works in partnership with. These are Arab, Muslim, runners that kind of go between the Christian community in the South and the slave masters of the North, but they greatly desire to have good relationship with their Southern neighbors. And so mm-hmm. they've taken it upon themselves to be kind of a self-interested negotiator between the two sides. But describe how the negotiation proceeds.
Right. Well, our slave liberator, as you mentioned, from that Muslim community, goes in and finds where the slaves are. And it's not difficult because there are still tens of thousands that have been enslaved all through that region near the Darfur region of Sudan. So he will negotiate with the slave owner. He will use arguments such as it's a basic human right to live free. He'll use arguments even from the Quran, which says that he must allow these people to go free. And then if those two arguments don't work, then he offers them a cattle vaccine, which we purchase for about $60, $50 to $60, depending on the exchange rate. Outside of the country, we import it into to Sudan. And then
and this is a vaccine that the slave master cannot get where they're at.
Correct. They cannot find that. And they know, they've heard about how effective it is in keeping their cattle alive, not just alive, but strong and healthy during the drought, during the dry season, and even famine, which hits Sudan so often throughout the year. And believe it or not, the slave master values his cattle more than he does human life, the life of a Christian slave.
So the proposition is made. If the slave master takes it, then he receives the vaccine and he releases. Mm-hmm. But that's just the start for the slave, because then the slave has to get back to South Sudan. And yeah. I know that the slave master is not helpful in that regard.
Right. Then our slave liberator leads the group of hundreds, only walking overnight because it's too dangerous during the day that they could get recaptured. And so they walk by night back across the border and to South Sudan. South Sudan is the newest country in the whole world. CSI had a part in liberating that country from this Islamic regime. And so since 2011, South Sudan, it's its own country. We bring people back home and have that celebration in the CSI camp there, where we try to reunify them, reunite them with their their family members.
Friends, that's all included in that $250. Would you call right now, 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. And for the next 10 minutes, if we can liberate a slave, we've got someone who's going to match that slave for slave. But you have to call in the next 10 minutes, 877-882-0792. Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Getting engaged is one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life, and with that decision comes a big purchase, the ring. There's a lot to consider when buying an engagement ring, the cut, the quality of the stone, the setting, and, of course, the cost. But you don't have to do this alone. And if it seems confusing, don't worry. I've got a great option for you. Lord's Diamonds, a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Our friend Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. Anu also has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving away a free gold set of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. You heard that right. Free gold wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. Getting engaged is a big decision. Lord's Diamonds will make it easier. Set up your appointment with Anu at Lord's Diamonds today. Just call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or go to lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call 1-800-936-5496.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Obliterating
creating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. That phone number, 877-882-0792. For those of you that just called when we went to that last commercial break, thank you. Thank you for caring. Thank you for doing something about it. Thank you for not letting something else become more important. You know, a lot of times we in the Christian experience, we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing. And it's a real, you can hear these stories and you can nod your head and say, wow, that's really important. That's really impressive. But friends, until it resides in your heart and you say, okay, now I'm going to do something about that. That's where we sometimes get tripped up. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Joel Vanderspeck is my guest. And Joel, we've been telling stories and we've introduced people to two different women named Abuk. We've had the story of Adut told. We've told the story of Macau. Mm-hmm. There's a file folder full of these stories, and we're going to introduce them to another one momentarily. But the point is, when we give a gift today, we're liberating someone that's just like these women that we've been talking about.
Exactly. There's still tens of thousands, Kevin, that are enslaved. And when those that have been liberated come back home, they say to us, go back and bring those people from this awful place.
It's not enough that you liberated me. Go back and get my brothers and sisters and everyone else that's still there.
Yes. Yeah. And CSI, we're not going to stop until all of these people who have been enslaved are brought back home.
And it is a process. The negotiations take some time. There's got to be some inroads laid with the slave master and the securing of the vaccine and the putting together the bags of hope. Mm-hmm. But about 2,000 times a year, a slave gets their liberty because of CSI.
Yes.
Tell us another story, Joel.
I want to tell you about Alul Attak. She was torn away from her mother's arms by the jihadists that came and raided her village when she was just a young girl.
Mm.
She barely remembers what happened, but she was enslaved for over 17 years. The slave master, Muhammad, took her to his village to live with his wife and four children. She was forced into Islam. She was forced to live in the Muslim area, forced to have her name changed to a Muslim name, forced to be circumcised and to work against her own will, and to sleep in the animal pens in that family compound. She endured barbaric, horrific acts against her on a daily basis. She said this, every single day I was afraid it would be the day that they might kill me. She lived with that fear on a daily basis for over 17 years. Well, today Alul Attak is free because of someone who stepped up to the plate in the United States and said, enough is enough. We have to free these people and bring them back home to their home communities and their families in South Sudan. And she wants to say thank you. She is so grateful for someone doing that for her.
Friends, it's just an amazing, amazing thing to watch happen. When you give a little bit of money, and considering what $250 does, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's small compared to the reward. I mean, you're giving someone complete freedom for the rest of their life. It's pennies a day for what they get out of it. I mean, it's really, when you compare it for the value of return, it is just a drop in the bucket. But when you give that someone's life, just like Alul, just like the stories we've been telling you about, are free. And that begins something brand new for them. And right now we can do twice as much good because of a very generous partner that has already given a great deal of money to CSI, is willing to give a great deal of money more, but wants to in the process help encourage those of us that can't do as much as they can, but to help us understand that we play a role in this. 877-882-0792. So if we can liberate 20 slaves this hour, a partner of CSI is going to step up and liberate an additional 20. And it's just, I just don't want to leave that opportunity on the table. We could liberate 40 people today instead of fewer than that. And until every last one is free, I don't want to stop. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. Joel, I need to keep reminding people that CSI is an organization that's doing stuff that nobody else is. Mm-hmm. There are no other major partners that are going into and risking their safety and security like the negotiators do on behalf of CSI, to go to the slave traders to say, would you consider letting one of your slaves be free if we could get a vaccine for your cattle? I mean, a lot is really dependent upon these kind of underground railroad workers that CSI partners with.
Right, and we have just a small team that is performing this whole operation in South Sudan. We have a team of six there on the ground, and they're doing a marvelous work by freeing so many people. As you said, we're freeing approximately 2,000 people a year. We freed over 100,000 in the past 20 years with CSI. So we run on a shoestring budget, and the money that's given goes directly to free people with the Novitium vaccine for the exchange of a human life, and then the Bag of Hope, providing them all the tools that they need. It's a starter kit for life for them.
Right.
They start their own farms. They have a goat, which is the beginning of a farming economy, and they're able to live in dignity again. That's the beautiful thing.
Friends, you can make a difference when you call right now, 877-882-0792. That matching challenge in effect through the end of this hour, but you need to call now. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. You can also give online at am570themission.com. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
What if I told you that getting omega-3 fatty acids daily just got easier? Amanda Williams here from Invite Health to tell you about the Invite Health Krill Oil. Krill Oil provides your body with the essential oils and antioxidants that are important for brain, heart, joint, and eye health. The EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids from Invite's Krill Oil are sustainable and 100% traceable from the sea to the capsule. Invite Health's Krill Oil is supplied in a vegetarian tapioca capsule, shown in clinical trials to enhance absorption. These easy-to-swallow capsules are extremely clean and won't leave you with that fishy aftertaste. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of Invite's Krill Oil at suggested retail risk-free and get the second bottle free. Call now for free shipping. Contact Invite at 800-459-2272. Call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Wham! Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, do you know what life can really be like, you know, when you have all three of the ankle biters out and they're eating hamburgers on a Saturday afternoon while mom's at the beauty parlor and you're trying to get them to behave and sit at lunch properly and they just touch everything under the sun and you're trying to get their hands clean? Well, sometimes that can be a little bit frustrating. But if you're like me and you've got pockets filled with Durasan hand sanitizers, instant little easy carry packages, you can make sure that their little grubby mitts are nice and sanitized for lunch, even on a busy Saturday afternoon. And that wait is over because now you've got safe, effective, alcohol-free hand wipes that not only help sanitize and clean and condition, but also protect the skin for up to 24 hours. Durasan makes their product in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are all perfect for everyday use. They've got an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved. We use it at the station. And Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products like their mosquito spray for the summer. It's organic and it's completely safe, but it helps protect against things like Zika and other pathogens. So try them out today. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off when you mention the show Kevin McCullough Radio or just Kevin McCullough. Call them now at 844-387-4726. That's 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726 or 844-DURASAN, or simply go to www.durasan.com. Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer. I know how it feels, but friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system, and it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Balance of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, I say, is it always on my own.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
So glad to have you with us, and so glad every Thursday to get to speak with Dr. Douglas Howard, the innovator, the creator. Well, he won't say he's the creator. He's the originator of Balance of Nature. He would say that God created all the stuff that's in Balance of Nature. He just put it together, and that is exactly true. The fruits and the veggies are something that I have used even this year multiple times to just get past a little bit of a sniffle, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of something coming on. Yep, all of a sudden I just power up on the fruits and veggies more than what I take on an everyday basis, and I've found brand new relief. But we've been working through our way through a series of things that are common sense about wellness that should make sense that are not necessarily commonly known. And Dr. Howard, welcome back. Good to have you. Today we're talking gluten. You said gluten freak, not gluten free.
Yeah. Not to offend anybody. Yeah, I don't get onto that gluten freak diet thing.
So explain to us what is it, because the concept is just because it's organic or gluten free doesn't mean that it's healthy.
Yeah, well, not only that, it's not just that it doesn't mean it's not healthy. Gluten free was actually back in about 2011. Then they did some studies and they showed people who were having gastric distress, but they didn't really have the only thing that you're really, is anybody that's really allergic, so to speak, I'll call it allergic, okay, for easier understanding. People who are allergic to gluten have something called celiac disease. And so then they saw people who were having other that they thought were symptoms reacting to gluten, but they didn't have celiac disease, so they called it non-celiac disease, gluten sensitivity. And but the doctor, luckily, who had really termed this, he was a gastroenterologist, meaning a doctor for the gut.
Right.
He wasn't happy with his findings, and so he kept searching. And then he went on further. And, 10 years later, it was only 5 years later, and to come up with another study. And I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But here's the scary part is think about this. Just in that 5 years, or just between now, let's see, that was in 2011 to now, in 8 short years, then the gluten industry, or the gluten-free industry, I should say, has become so big that it's estimated that in 2016, over $15 billion is spent in the gluten-free market.
Wow.
$15 billion, over 15. That was in 2016. It's even more. And there was, and there was, I think it's like, I think it's 11 or I'll come to it. I think it's 11% of people now claim to be, you know, gluten sensitive. And, here it is. 30% of people in the United States want to eat less gluten because they think that it's going to bother their system or that gluten's unhealthy. Gluten is not unhealthy. It's an important part of your diet, actually. Now, you don't want to have I don't like gluten increased and concentrated in breads, for example. When you start adding gluten, then yeah, you can start having some issues with anything that you start eating too much of one direction of a concentrated chemical. But in its natural form, gluten is not a bad thing. So 30% of people say they want to eat less gluten and they feel better on it. It's less than 1% of the American population actually have a need to eat less gluten. Less than 1%. About 3 million suffer from a true celiac disease in their stomach.
Wow, that's
or in their bowel. I shouldn't say it's not in their stomach, in their bowel.
Right. So, Doc, that means we should probably just really pay attention to if we think that we are sensitive in that area. First of all, be tested to know if we have celiac or not. But if we don't, probably not give into that urge to go that direction, huh?
Well, not only that, we need to. I can't turn this off. Anyways, not only that. What's important with this is that the study that was done is a very, very one of the most extensive nutritional studies ever done. And you have to understand that what's so interesting about this is when they did the study, they did three groups, a high gluten, a medium gluten, and a gluten-free diet. And nobody knew which diet they were on. But even those that were in the high gluten diet had the same, had the same symptoms as those that were in the gluten-free diet because they thought they were getting gluten. So the gluten-free diet group, one-third of these people had the same symptomology as those that were getting gluten. didn't change anything.
Yeah.
And so the key is, you know, it's like they said, you can go ahead and smell your bread and eat it too.
Well, that's a cute turn of phrase, Dr. Howard, but this is actually good news because I think a lot of people think that being more gluten-free is going to be healthier. You're telling us today, as you tell us almost every week, let common sense kind of lead the way here. Obviously, get your fruits and veggies, but don't get all wrapped up in this gluten-free stuff.
No, in fact, you can get more junk food that says gluten-free. I had an employee once that walked in eating licorice. And that's the only kind of candy she would eat because it said gluten-free on it. I was like, you got to be kidding. There is no gluten in licorice. Well, yeah, it used to be made from wheat and molasses, but, you know, I don't care. You can find all kinds of things that say gluten-free, and it cracks me up. You'll see gluten-free eggs. I mean, give me a break. There was never any gluten in them.
To begin with, that's right. All right. Well, Doc, it's always good, and I appreciate the explanation because, you know, I've got family members that have wrestled with this, and there's a lot that I just think, because we don't know, and you're in position to help us understand it each week, it's always good. Friends, by the way,
if anybody would like this study, call Balance of Nature, and we'll make sure you can get it.
800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and ask for the study that Doc Howard was talking about today on the Wellness Thursday regarding gluten. And don't forget that very special offer we've got in effect right now when you call and use my promo code. 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
If you're like most people, you want your family to be happy, to have long life, to create wealth, to have honor and influence, along with a pleasant and peaceful life. I'll share this secret from the oldest book on the planet, which contains economic and financial principles. Proverbs chapter 3 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." The Bible words wisdom and understanding are what we call today skill sets. At Tradeway, we teach you skill sets my family has used for five generations to trade in the stock market. I'm Pastor David Mitchell, and I've been in the ministry 28 years and never taken a salary from the church. Learn how to reach your biggest goals through small steps with Tradeway.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we've told you about three different women, all named Dubuque. We've told you about a woman named Adut. We've told you about a woman named AOL. We've told you about Macau. Joel, in the final few minutes here, give us another story. And these are fresh because you were just in the South recently, and you got to interface with some liberated slaves person to person.
Yeah, I want to tell you about Akeen. And Akeen said, "I barely remember my mother before I was abducted, but I do remember how she cared for me. She used to wash me, give me food, dress me so nicely. We had a beautiful farm in South Sudan. Then one day, it all came to an end when the jihadists raided our village and I was forced to go with them. Ripped from my mother's arms, taken from the fabric of my society, I was forced into a Muslim family. Akeen was beaten every single day by the master, also by the master's wife. Mm. He was only allowed to eat the leftover food from their table. But first, he said, they threw it on the floor. They threw it on the ground before he was allowed to get that food that he himself had to work so hard to even produce for the family. One day he tried to run away. The master's son, Musa, came after him on horseback and captured him. And after that, they forced him to sleep on the floor with the cattle in the animal pen. Today, Akeen is free. He no longer has to face the verbal and physical abuse, or sleep in an animal pen, or eat food that has fallen on the ground first. Akeen is living in dignity, has been able to start his own farm, thanks to the donors in the United States that have given so generously.
Well, and friends, that's the beauty of this story. You initiate a liberation story when you give your gift. You write the first chapter. You're the author of the first part of that book when you give the gift. It doesn't happen unless you get involved. A $50 vaccine, a $200 bag of resources that include things like a goat and a tarp and blankets and gardening tools and grain to eat in the interim and seed to grow stuff for the future. Fishing supplies so that you can also have a little bit of protein with that grain. But friends, that's all in the bag of hope. That's what each liberated slave receives from CSI, from you. It's a love letter from you to them saying you are not forgotten. And friends, this is not something we can count on the world to do. This is something that God is calling the church to do. And you need to be a part of what he's doing. Where he is at work is where you want to be. 877-882-0792. One last reminder, we have a matching challenge. If we hit 20 liberated slaves this hour, a partner of CSI will also liberate an additional 20 slaves. Will you help us? We need you right now. Every phone line needs to be in operation. 877-882-0792. And if you get a busy signal, you go online to am570themission.com and give there. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.